Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 8th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Netflix partnered with Sennheiser to bring spatial audio to its original programming. The feature will automatically be enabled when using stereo audio. Netflix already supported spatial audio on supported Apple products. Users can search for spatial audio to find supported content. The Washington Post sources say that Elon Musk's team concluded it cannot verify Twitter's spam figures even after gaining access to Twitter's internal firehose of data. Twitter said it intends to complete the deal on the terms Musk initially laid out. If he walks away from the deal, Musk would face a $1 billion breakup fee. Sony notified customers in Germany and Austria that it will remove access to 314 movies and TV shows from Studio Canal on the PlayStation Store next month, removing previously purchased content. Sony discontinued movie and TV show purchases from the PlayStation Store last year, but at the time said users would be able to access already purchased content. Sony cited evolving license agreements with content providers for the removals. No word on if users will receive refunds. Inside EV noticed that a fact sheet on EV charging published by the U.S. executive branch on June 28th stated, later this year, Tesla will begin production of new supercharger equipment that will enable non-Tesla EV drivers in North America to use Tesla superchargers. Tesla opened up its superchargers in Europe last year. In Europe, non-Tesla drivers use the Tesla smartphone app to activate the chargers from their cars. However, in the U.S., non-Tesla drivers would need an adapter. Amazon Web Services launched a new Mac 2 instance on its EC2 service, providing a cloud instance using an M1-equipped 2020 Mac Mini. On-demand pricing starts at 65 cents an hour, or $474 a month for a dedicated host. In August, Meta will introduce a new Meta account system for its virtual reality headsets that no longer requires users to sign up for Facebook. Meta says this account is not a social profile, although users must create a Meta Horizon profile, which will appear in VR and other surfaces. Users logging in with a linked Oculus account can keep using it through January 1st, 2023. The European Commission confirmed it began an antitrust investigation into the video licensing policy for the Alliance for Open Media, or AOM, which developed the AV1 video codec. AOM governing members include Amazon, Apple, ARM, Meta, Google, Intel, Microsoft, Mozilla, Netflix, Samsung, and NVIDIA. The U.S. Treasury published a fact sheet outlining how it could work with international regulators on the cryptocurrency market. The framework's policy objectives include reducing use of cryptocurrency for illicit finance, promoting more access to financial services, and reducing payment inefficiencies through digital payment architectures and central bank digital currencies. SpaceX announced Starlink Maritime, a satellite internet service for watercraft offering up to 350 megabits per second down. Customers need to purchase dual terminals for $10,000 as a one-time cost, with monthly service at $5,000. Coverage at launch is limited to coastal waters in North America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, and Chile. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says his sources say Apple plans to launch an extreme sports version of the Apple Watch this year. The watch would reportedly have a 7% larger display, stronger metal case that's not aluminum, and a larger battery. It may also be able to detect elevation and fevers as well. In early April, Microsoft began blocking VBA macros on downloaded Office documents by default as a security precaution. The company said it has now rolled back this decision, citing feedback from customers. Microsoft did not initially announce this rollback, it just did it, but confirmed the change after customers noticed a change in the default behavior. The White House announced that U.S. Secret Service Director James Murray will retire from the post. He won't be out of a job long, though. Snap announced Murray will begin as its chief security officer as of next month. According to code references analyzed by 9to5 Google, Google plans to offer three new Glance lock screen integrations for Pixel devices. One is a cross-device timer notification for timers set on other Google Assistant devices. The other two are for ride-sharing and food delivery services. Microsoft demoed its direct storage technology for PC games in March, which offloads data decompression from the CPU directly to the GPU. Square Enix announced its Forspoken title as the first title to support direct storage. The title was set for an October release, but Square Enix delayed it now to January 24, 2023. No other publishers have announced direct storage support on a PC title yet. And finally, Beradynamic announced the Freebird, its first true wireless earbud. It offers active noise cancellation, an audio pass-through mode, IPX4 splash resistance, is compatible with FastPair on Android, and supports assistance from Apple and Amazon. It offers 11 hours of battery life on a charge. It's available now for $249. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.